Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. I'd guess that many here today have heard this proclaimed before, since it is the beginning of the Holy Spirit prayer, and it does a great job of reminding us what this Pentecost Sunday is all about. We hear of the tongues of fire that came to rest on the apostles. We then hear of the amazing fact that even though they were all Galileans, they spoke in every language that was gathered together in Jerusalem. There were so many Jewish people in Jerusalem during that time, as it was their celebration for the Feast of the First Fruits. With so many people from different lands, it makes sense that the people we hear about in Acts become confused. They know that the apostles are from Galilee, and more than likely aren't very well educated. So how would they be able to communicate in all of these different languages? Then we also remember the story of the Tower of Babel. So many people who believed that they could become God, that they decided to begin to build a tower to reach heaven. Then God decided he needed to clog up their communications, and they were suddenly speaking in different languages that those around them did not understand. So this Holy Spirit must be pretty powerful. First, it confuses all the people building the tower. Then, when Christ sends forth the Spirit, all those who were foreigners heard the story of salvation through Christ in their own language so that they would all understand it. It seems like another example of a story coming full circle within the Bible. First, we see God confusing the tower builders by giving them different languages. Then in Acts, we see all the people, regardless of the language they speak, understanding what the apostles are teaching about Christ. While they may have rejoiced when they were told to go to the ends of the earth, baptizing believers in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the rejoicing, I would think, would have been short-lived when they realized that they did not speak all the languages of the earth. Enter the Holy Spirit to assist and guide them, just as Christ had said he would send to them. This is the same Holy Spirit that we all receive at baptism, and it instills us with more graces at confirmation. This Holy Spirit is there to help guide us on a path that will lead us to heaven. The Holy Spirit has been freely given to us so that we can better understand what we read and hear in the Bible. With these spiritual graces that we are given, there are also gifts that are given through the Spirit. These gifts are to be used for the glory of God. The gifts of the Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of God. Wisdom to allow us the knowledge of judgment of those divine acts that we see. Understanding so that we are capable of seeing God in all that we meet and see. Counsel so that we can listen to the Spirit and follow it for a closer relationship with God. Fortitude so that we can continuously do good even in the face of evil. Knowledge in order for us to discern between right and wrong. And the ability to discern our vocation in life that God wills for us. And piety, so that we can be in a good position to worship God. And fear of God, so that we use all of those previous gifts to ensure we don't separate ourselves from God. All of these things are provided by the Spirit, though unlike the Jews who believed that the Holy Spirit, that the only ones who had these gifts were the rabbis, these gifts, as I said, are freely given to all of us at baptism. It's not just those who are ordained who receive these gifts. It is all Christians that have been baptized. The Holy Spirit really is there to help guide us toward heaven and God. If you notice from the gifts, they are to show us the way to follow God. The interesting thing is that we have the free will to turn away from these gifts and to be led down a path away from God. Many people are enticed into following this path. The lures for that can be varied. Most common are money, power and authority. None of these lures are inherently bad or sinful, but when it is used to glorify yourself rather than God, then it becomes an issue. If we make a lot of money but hoard it away for some future time, then we are not glorifying God. Now, if we use that money to assist and teach those around us with the impetus of God, then you have glorified God, which is good. When we reach a position of authority and then use that authority to make individuals feel like less than they are, we are turning away from God. When we use the authority we have been gifted to raise people's dignity, this shows compassion and glorification of God. When we have power, whether it be physical or emotional, yet we use it to make people around us feel less human than we are, using it to glorify ourselves and not God. Our power should be used to lift people from despair so that they can see the inherent dignity that every person has. All of us at some point will have one of these attributes. The question becomes, are we going to use the wealth, authority, and power which God has blessed us with for our own glorification? If we do, then we will find we are moving further from God and the Holy Spirit, and the gifts we receive from the Spirit will be repressed. Then they can end up being so repressed that we turn our backs on them and God, thereby hurting our chances at salvation. If we choose to use the attributes God has provided for us for his glorification, then we can share not only in the peace that Christ talks about, but we can become more joyful, compassionate, and welcoming. This type of utilization keeps us in right relationship with God, helping us foster our relationship with God through Christ and the Holy Spirit. So as we come to communion, we will all have a choice of which of those two options that we should choose. So we should choose wisely. Let us pray. O God, who have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that in the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.